Yes, Rudimental and Ray on the vocals. So good. Yeah, East Coast Radio, good. KZN's number one hit music station. And from tunes outside to drama in the house, here we go.
#TheFixer.
Remember, The Fixer is all about fixing KZN one drive home at a time. Let's handle this matter with a great deal of respect and compassion. It is very triggering, right? So here's the question to kick things off. When it comes to your beneficiary policies, who do you prioritize? Your spouse or your family? For Yugeshwin, a KZN man, his mother and his sister are prioritized above his wife when it comes to the divided shares of his earnings when and if he's to pass away.
Yes.
Here's the story from the horse's mouth.
So recently I update the beneficiaries on my life policy, and my wife found out that my siblings and mother's getting a bigger portion. I feel that it's my money and I'm paying the premium, so I should decide who's entitled to what.
Whew, very, very tricky.
Okay, so look, we obviously have our own thoughts and vibes around this, but we'd rather hear from you, KZN, up first. So do you think Yugeshwin should have prioritized, and I use the term loosely, right, prioritized his wife, or at the very least, should he have maybe have had a conversation with her before updating those life insurance policies? Because now that she knows, she is not happy. Let us know what you think.
Another question I was asking myself while I was going through the story is, why has he not chosen his wife to be the number one in terms of priority receiving money when he passes on? Why?
Perhaps, but perhaps maybe his wife comes from a well-off family. Yeah. Maybe mom isn't settled financially. Yeah. Maybe we don't have that kind of information.
Yes.
What do we do? Is he wrong? Is he right? I mean, look, this man is very much alive and well. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So there's also something about this that's like...
very uncomfortable.
It's so morbid almost. Yeah. And it's like it's all about money. And it's like you're having a conversation
I'm
about something that
alive.
Would happen. Exactly. When he wasn't even here. So that's a bit...
Yeah.
But we do have 8,000 voice notes.
Yes.
Thank you very much for spending your data on us. Should we start with the voice notes?
Yes, we're going to start with you, Yugeshwin. What do you think, man?
Hi, guys. I would definitely be pissed as well. I think he should have had a discussion with his wife with regards to how everything will be divided up. And I think that if he is, it's perfectly fine to give a portion to his siblings and his mom. But when he married her, she became his priority, and therefore she should have gained the bigger portion of it all.
Fair point. Let's go to Merrick.
Hey, guys. I'm worried that he doesn't understand what marriage is. You become one. That is your partner. That is your now family. You leave your parents and you cleave to your wife. I believe she's entitled to be very concerned. And his idea about his money, honestly, that's a very... he's created a very difficult situation for himself. Yeah.
Okay, so the voice notes that we could not play, of course, will be packaged and put into the podcast. But right now we're going to go into a conversation with Jose about this matter. Jose, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you?
Are we good, man? Do you think Yugeshwin should prioritize his wife?
Yeah.
Or at least have a bit of a conversation before he decides what he wants to do with these policies?
Jose, help, please. Help.
Look, he's not wrong in any way. I mean, he made a commitment. He got married, yes. But I mean... she's had a good life throughout the marriage, and we're only talking about finance right now.
Mm.
Remember, when there's a marriage, there's a house, there's vehicles, there's everything else entitled as well, which she's probably got first right over.
Mm.
So then again, she, if you're tied up, she earns more than anybody else at the end of the day.
Interesting.
So I don't know where the issue is.
Mm.
So not necessarily, you know, life insurance policies, but also assets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a basic mathematical equation. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you so much, Jose. I have to slightly agree with how Yugeshwin has handled the situation. I mean, there's a reason why he hasn't prioritized his wife in this matter.
I don't even like that word.
Yeah,
I think the word is the problem. It's not, he didn't prioritize her or not prioritize her. He divvied things up the way that he thought would be necessary when he's gone.
She's getting less of the money. if he were to pass. And I think maybe that has to do with the fact that maybe he knows that she can take care of herself when he passes.
Yeah, whereas mom maybe not.
Maybe not. Mm. And another thing is, I understand her squeal, right? To say, I've been taking care of this man, I've been married to this man, I gave him kids. She may even be the reason as to why he's a success and he's made all of this money. But in my personal opinion, to make it about the money right now,
yeah,
is kind of like uncomfortable, and maybe she should swallow that pill and honor the decision that he is making for where his money must go if he were to pass. I think that's where I come from, I guess.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. I think there's something about it that's a little bit distasteful. Yeah. I mean, he didn't have the conversation because he is alive and well, not because he was keeping things from her. If she was out of it completely, if there was nothing
then
left
we
to
should
her,
get
then
worried.
We're going to have a conversation. However, this, hey, this situation on our Facebook page, as usual, can always count on the Facebook fans there. Mm. People have gone in. So my recommendation is, if you were planning on having dinner and watching something, scrap that. Go to the Facebook page and read these comments. I mean, the way that people are carrying on, you'd swear that they were married to Yugeshwin. Mm. They're like, how dare you? I've given you my life. And that's fine and well, but we don't know the exact ins and outs. And he sounds like he's pretty composed about it.
Yeah,
and as long as everyone is taken care of, which is what will end up being happening.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and also, like, he's still here. Yugeshwin, you're still here.
Let's not even worry about that, man. Let's celebrate your life. Worry about that later. Or let them worry about that later. But as it currently stands, you're alive. Live your life. This is not for now.
Yeah, we need to stop arguing about money.
Yeah.
And a pandemic.
Also, like, your level of autonomy in a relationship is very important.
Oh, so that's taking a turn.
Yours
you
is yours.
Read
yours
the whole thing.
Yours is yours.
Heyo.
Remember that you don't get into a relationship to make money together, right? It's not our money. We still individuals at the end of the day.
He said what he said. ECR.co.za. Click on Stacey and Jay Spoo for more.
Stacey and Jay Spoo. Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.
Take me home.
East Coast Radio.